My mother, she would actually make under $8,000 a year. And if she reached the $8,000, she would actually be happy that she made that much. I saw how my mom struggled, so I started my own like little business. I was 8 years old, I think second grade. I would literally go outside my house. There was like a little bench, put all my products there and sell them. I didn't make much. I made, what, 20 bucks a week? But for a 8 year old, you're a millionaire with that kind of money.
Comic books and stuff, yeah.
But the thing is, I wasn't like other kids. I didn't go buy Pokemon cards. Little money I made, I gave it to my mom. The first time I remember she was cooking, and I came up to her and I told her, "Mom, I know you don't have money, so here's 15 bucks I made." She turned off the stove, she turned around, started crying, and hugged me. From that point on, I just dedicated on getting money for my family.
How did you make that money?
First of all, the one thing that comes to people's mind in the bad neighborhoods is drugs, but I did not sell drugs. The reason for that is, first of all, I know it's wrong. Secondly, I picture my mom, how disappointed she'll be if she finds that out. So I actually started helping in a construction site, and this was in fifth grade. It was bad on my bones. I have bad shoulders, bad knees for all the stuff I was carrying.
When you were younger, did you realize kind of like, hey, this isn't normal or this isn't what other people go through?
Well, I always knew I was poor, but remember one time in particular, my shoes were all scraped up. So I got paint and I painted them white. Some kid fell and tripped in front of my shoes and noticed it, and he pointed out and laughed. And that's when it hit me really hard. Like, I'm actually poorer than I thought.
How's your first semester of college been?
Things are great. I just think about it, like being the first one to go to college and my whole family of over 50 of us, that's my biggest motivation.
I'm really proud of you that you went this far. And I just want to have you come back in like 10 years, dressed really sharp, you know, in
nice
like a suit, in nice shoes, and finally have a pair of shoes that you haven't painted. You know, and I have so many students where everything's stacked against them. What happens is they get almost there and then they just quit. You know, I really want you to be the one that finished, to be the one that actually did it. And I want you to get everything you've ever wanted.